Welcome to the Multnomah County's August Proclamation Ceremony. Appreciate everybody being here today. We've got a pretty full boardroom. We appreciate everybody taking time to join us for this occasion. I want to thank all the community leaders who have helped put this event together. You know, this proclamation, we've been doing this for a few months now, and I really appreciate having time set aside for these proclamations because they really serve to honor, celebrate, and recognize or create awareness about important issues or groups or individuals for services and achievements. And this has been become a really special thing for our community here in Multnomah County. So today we are creating space for three proclamations that recognize the key role of our community health center, highlight the impact of our community health workers, and celebrate and affirm our commitment to the hundreds of Black-owned businesses in the county. To kick things off, I'd like to welcome our presenters for the Health Center Week proclamation to the dais, so I'd invite them to come on down. I want to thank you for helping us express our appreciation for the many people across this county who support critical health services for thousands of people in our community. And with that, I will pass things over to Tamia Deary, chair of our Community Health Center Board, to introduce our first proclamation for the day. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Chair Vega Peterson. Today, August 6th, it's really been a long week, I kid you not. 2025 is Health Center Week in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds that the community health centers develop new approaches to integrating a wide range of services beyond primary care, including oral health, vision, behavioral health, social support, and pharmacy services to provide comprehensive care, allowing each patient to thrive. Health centers have more than doubled their behavioral health workforce in the last decade to meet Americans' growing need for behavioral health services, and I hope that we follow suit. Community health centers are a critical element of the health system, serving clients and communities as the safety net systems, and often providing the only accessible and dependable source of primary care in their communities. Community health centers integrate medical, dental, and behavioral health care services into a single health home, and consistently yield strong patient outcomes. Health centers also play a critical role in reducing racial and ethnic, geographic, socioeconomic, and other health inequities. And now I will pass it over to Interim Executive Director Anirudh Padmala.
Thank you. Thank you, Board. Thank you, Commissioners and the Chair. Anirudh, he, him pronouns, as Tamia said, Interim Executive Director for the Health Center. I will take us through the remainder of the proclamation today. Community health centers are governed by patient majority boards, ensuring patients are engaged in their healthcare decisions. Community health centers are on the front lines of emerging healthcare crises, providing access to care for all people, addressing the opioid epidemic, and responding to public health threats in the wake of natural disasters. Community health centers operate over 1,000 mobile units, including our own Wheelie McHealy here, providing accessible health services in hundreds of rural and urban communities. Community health centers serve as the beacons of hope for many members of our community, and it is an honor to recognize and celebrate the tremendous contributions of the health centers, their staff, and the volunteer boards that shape the past, present, and future of America's health system, including that of Multnomah County's own Community Health Center. And the last piece, which is Multnomah County proclaims August 3rd to August 9th of 2025 as Health Center Week in Multnomah County. We appreciate the critical role that health centers play in serving communities across Multnomah County and celebrate the important partnership between our community health centers and the communities they serve. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Tasia, do we have the proclamations? Oh, right there. Okay, perfect. Excellent. So at this point, what we do is we sign the proclamation and then we'll move over for a photograph. And we'll invite anyone who is here in the audience for this proclamation today to please join us for that photograph. So folks can start moving over there as we finish signing. All right, thank you everyone who joined us for that wonderful proclamation. Up next, we have an important opportunity to recognize and celebrate the vital work of our community health workers. I want to say a special thank you to the Health Department's Community Partnerships and Capacity Building Program for sponsoring this proclamation. As we know, Multnomah County is the local public health authority, which means we are directly responsible for the health of everyone at every stage of life across Multnomah County. And our role on the board is to provide the policy direction for the county to guide that work, and we work. But for our average community member, the people who they engage with first and most regularly, the ones they rely on to get the support they need, are often our health community, our community health workers. These are compassionate advocates who in many cases are from their community, who look like them, speak their language, understand their culture, which is things we all love about the program. Community health workers are the front line, and we would not be able to fulfill our role as the public health authority without them. So I'm really glad that everyone can be here today. Thank you for taking the time to do this. And thanks for everything that our community health workers do for our community. With that, I'd like to welcome the presenters for the Community Health Worker Awareness and Appreciation Proclamation. Welcome to all of you, and I will turn things over to Ahmed for the next steps on the proclamation.
Thank you so much. Like you did like awesome when you mentioned. I thought I won't say that, but now to hear it from the leadership team, that's mean a lot to us. Like how much we appreciate the community health worker. Like even some people in my community, they call them the hidden soldiers, because they do all the job and people they don't know about them, or some of them even take extra mile when they work as a community leader, not just doing their job, and they go above and beyond, and it's lifestyle for them. So I really adore the word that you mentioned. So I will turn the mic for Jenny. She's our colleague. She will read the proclamation. We have we call her the community health worker queen. So, and Terry, she's like the, I can say the awesome guidance, and like I can say the one that I learn a lot from her. She's the one who give advice for any problem and find a solution. So please, Jenny.
Good afternoon.
Halito, Soho Chief Oye, Jenny Brixey, Chato Hayosio. Hi everyone, my name is Jenny Brixey. I work with the Community Partnerships and Capacity Team in the Health Department, and I've been a community health worker for the last 10 years. Proclaiming August as Community Health Worker Awareness and Appreciation Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds community health workers are frontline public health workers who are trusted members of their community in which they serve. Community health workers have a unique, intimate understanding of the communities they serve. That understanding enables them to build trusted relationships, serve as liaisons between the community and much-needed health and social services, improve the quality and cultural competence of service delivery, increase treatment capacity in underserved areas, and improve community health knowledge and individual self-sufficiency through a range of activities such as outreach, informal counseling, coaching, social support, and advocacy. Community health workers are a unique community-based workforce recognized with a professional certification in a growing number of states in the United States. Community health workers are a historic workforce that dates back hundreds of years in the United States, reflecting the country's diversity and commitment to service. Community health workers have been known by many different titles, including community health representatives, promotores de salud, aunties, peers, and outreach workers. Community health workers are a cross-sector workforce that connects community members to healthcare and social services, reducing barriers to health and well-being. Community health workers are a proven workforce with decades of research documenting their effectiveness in promoting health equity, maternal and child health, and chronic disease interventions, immunization, oral health, HIV, enhancing health literacy, facilitating healthcare access, responding to public health emergencies such as COVID-19 and climate change, and many other disciplines, and a documented return on investment for many programs. The state of Oregon declared through House Concurrent Resolution 28 the need for sustainable funding of community health workers that supports fair market wages and enhanced recruitment and retention of the workforce. Community health worker networks are statewide, regional, and local associations or coalitions with leadership and membership composed of at least 50% community health workers and whose activities include training, workforce development, mentoring, and other initiatives to support community health worker programs. Multnomah County proclaims. Sorry, that was a long one. The week of August 17th to 23rd, 2025 is Community Health Worker Awareness and Appreciation Week in Multnomah County. Support for the goals and ideas of the National Community Health Worker Awareness Week, recognition of the significant contributions of community health workers to healthcare and social service systems and communities across the United States, encouragement of collaboration at the local, state, and federal level to raise awareness of the important roles of community health workers, and support for the work of community health workers to improve health outcomes in underserved communities in Multnomah County.
Excellent.
Ta-da!
Thank you so much for that. It was a long reading and you did a fantastic job. So good job. We will now go ahead and sign the proclamation and again invite anyone to join us for the photograph that we'll do right after the signing, and please encourage folks to join for that. So folks can start making their way over there as we're signing the proclamation. All right, now we are on our last proclamation of the day, and it gives me great pleasure to welcome the presenters of the Black Business Month proclamation to the dais and to hand this proclamation's introduction over to the sponsors, Commissioners Singleton and Jones-Dixon.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Commissioner Jones-Dixon, for co-sponsoring this with me. I also want to appreciate not just Salome on my team, who has done some amazing work for Black Business Month, but also our Black business donors in the audience who made the time to be here today. And not just today, but frankly, our amazing advisors on work that we do continually throughout the county. So August is National Black Business Month, which is a time to recognize and support Black-owned businesses and entrepreneurs across the country. The annual celebration was created in 2004 when historian John William Templeton and engineer Frederick E. Jordan partnered to advance policies affecting 2.6 million African-American businesses and develop greater economic freedom for Black communities. This month, we reflect on the history of Black entrepreneurship, its impact on the United States economy, and the resilience of the Black community. It has been 21 years since this month was commemorated nationally for Black businesses, and it seemed that it needed to be reflected here locally. Black businesses and people built this nation and many of our communities. We have done everything from raising and educating children to saving lives through medical and scientific achievements. Black-owned businesses in the U.S. are a significant economic force, contributing billions in revenue and providing millions of jobs. Black business owners provide more than just jobs, but rather a route to ending disparities. Everyone knows in Black communities that when our businesses are thriving, the community is doing well. Black business owners take care of their employees not just through paychecks, but also by humanizing them as workers. There is work to be done here in Multnomah County. We need to work on making sure we aren't just relying on COBID and DBE certification to identify our Black businesses. While these certifications may be helpful to us, they can be time-consuming and not advantageous for enough Black businesses. We need to be willing to disaggregate our data so that we can better understand where in bidding contracts and our systems the barriers exist that prevent more Black businesses from getting involved. And lastly, we need to be serious about doing the work. Black business owners are here ready to tell us about our experience, but they also already have the solutions to ensure equity in how we spend public money. In closing, I'm excited for this month. You will see we'll be highlighting various Black businesses via my social media, in newsletters, and in my board comments. I can't wait to visit multiple Black businesses where we'll be holding events throughout the month. To talk about not just preschool for all, but impacts and what Black businesses need, not just out of the county, but out of other local jurisdictions. And I encourage my colleagues in Multnomah County to buy Black, not just this month, but all the time. I'm gonna pass the mic to Commissioner Jones-Dixon.
Yeah, great, thank you, Commissioner Singleton. I'm just gonna build off of what you shared. And I just wanna say, first, I wanna start by saying thank you to all the Black business owners that are here this afternoon. You inspire all of us, including myself. And I just wanted to share a quick story about my barber, the barber that I had about 20 years ago. We were sitting in a barbershop. I was in eighth grade. Don't age me. Yes, I'm 36 and Black. Does not crack. I was in eighth grade and I asked my barber, what's next? And he said, well, I'm going to open up my own barbershop. And about 5 years after that, he did just that. He opened up Champions Barbershop. That's Jamal Lane. And that was because of the support that he received, not only from the community, but for some of the incentives that he received from the city and I believe the county. After he opened up that barbershop, and I believe two barbershops subsequent after that, I asked him what's next. He said, I'm gonna open up a barber school. And he did that because of the relationships. We're gonna continue that. I know both you and I, we've talked about it, and some of us on the board, we talked about that as well. That's an opportunity that we have sitting in these seats. So I just wanna just challenge us to continue to do that. I do want to share just one other story. It's a local story from District 4. Like I said, I'm inspired by everyone that's in this room, from Mr. Leary, hearing the stories from the last 40 plus years that you've been doing the work. Ms. Onule, when we talked 4 years ago and I was relentlessly pursuing you about doing some development work out in East County, I'm excited for the future. Lakeithia, we do this thing in Black culture where we do shout outs to everybody. So I am going to shout out to everybody and talk about the relationships and the connections. No, I'll leave it there. But I want to leave just with one final anchor. It's this serial entrepreneur that I've been following over the last 3 years. He owns about six different preschools in East Multnomah County, and he's been creating space for youth and future entrepreneurs. This man's been doing a class called Success in Me for over 10 years, and I've attended a handful of those sessions, but I just want to just say thank you to Ben Andrews. He doesn't like attention. He likes to just do work behind the scenes, and also just want to remind everyone from everybody that's on this board and the folks, all elected officials, as far as our collective responsibility, as far as creating the conditions and the environment where we all can thrive. Lastly, actually, I lied. I want to share one final story. That's one of the reasons why I co-founded the 8 Seconds Rodeo, to create an environment where we can be an example, inspire the hearts and minds of everyone. And that was an idea that came from a community member in a park. So again, we have a lot to do, and we have the right people in leadership to do that as we continue to build America's favorite county. And thank you, Chair, for creating this space for where we can put forward this proclamation. And thank you, Salome, for your leadership in organizing all of this. So hand it on to you.
Good morning, Chair, Commissioners. My name is Salome Chimuku. I use she, her pronouns. I live in District 2 for the record and work for Commissioner Singleton. I'll just be reading the proclamation itself. Multnomah County, Oregon, Proclamation Number 27, proclaiming August 2025 as Black Business Month in Multnomah County, Oregon. Multnomah County finds, for generations, Black businesses have made critical contributions to America's economy. Since the late 1700s, free and enslaved Black people have opened barbershops, tobacco shops, shoemaking shops, and other small businesses. Black businesses expanded during the golden age of 1900 to 1930, where there was a wave of Black-owned businesses stemming from Jim Crow law segregation, African Americans, and forcing them to build communities separate from whites. Despite these businesses being targeted, set on fire, vandalized, these businesses continue to rebuild and employ others. August 3rd in 2024 is National Black Women's Equal Pay Day. In 2024, Black women earned only 66 cents for every dollar earned by a white man, leading to a potential loss of nearly 1 million over a 40-year career. This disparity is attributed to factors like occupational segregation, lack of pay transparency, and discrimination. Historically, Black communities have endured systemic racism, inequity, wage gaps, and violence. In 1921, one of the worst racially motivated attacks in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre, destroyed the Black-owned district of Greenwood in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Greenwood district was nationally recognized as Black Wall Street for its affluent African-American community. The series of riots robbed Black families in Greenwood of their lives, businesses, community, and the legacy they could have left behind. Here in Multnomah County, 94 acres of land in Albina neighborhood was taken from the Black community. This area was home to Portland's Black arts, culture, and nightlife, and was taken to make room for building the I-5 freeway and Emmanuel Hospital expansion. This robbed the Black community locally of their businesses, as well as their homes. Despite these challenges, Black-owned businesses are a vital part of the U.S. economy, and their continued growth has the potential to create jobs, wealth, and the economic opportunity for the Black community. Black or African-American majority-owned firms employed roughly 1.6 million workers in 2022. Almost 26% of Black business owners were in the healthcare or social services sector. In 2024, the Black Business Association of Oregon identified 530 Black-owned businesses in Oregon. Notably, 38% of these businesses were located within 3 miles of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in District 2 in Multnomah County. Generationally, the community wealth in the Black community has been stripped and remains under attack. There is no restorative justice without economic justice and a thriving Black community, which includes supported entrepreneurship. Multnomah County encourages residents to support Black-owned businesses by purchasing their services and promoting their businesses. Multnomah County proclaims, in the month of August 2025 is Black Business Month, celebrating all Black-owned businesses in Multnomah County and encouraging residents to buy from Black businesses. Multnomah County reaffirms its commitment to promoting diversity within procurement processes, good faith effort, supplier diversity programs, and the Construction Diversity and Equity Fund. Multnomah County will implement best practices for information access, data disaggregation, and working to address disparities and barriers to the growth of Black businesses.
Chair, I just have two more comments.
Yeah, so we'll start the signing, but I know Commissioner Jones Dixon had a couple other comments.
Yeah, I just wanted, since I'm a commissioner, I can take space. I am going to acknowledge every single person that's in this room that's doing the work. So Mr. McCoy, he's from NAMAC. If you don't know him, you need to get to know him. Thank you for your leadership on all things development. Stephen Green, thank you for your leadership as it pertains to Pitch Black, and just building, growing, and drawing attention to the Black businesses that are here. If I don't know you, I will get to know you before the end of today. Promise King, over 20 plus years here in the city as far as reporting, political, building up the next generation and the current generation of leaders. Thank you for your leadership. Dr. Poe, the greatest of all time. Thank you for your leadership not only and contributions to the county through the Sun program, DCJ, and cultivating and just pouring into just not only myself, but every single leader, African-American leader and leaders in general here in the state of Oregon and across the nation. Thank you. And for anybody else that I missed. I'm sorry?
Got the best dessert shop.
The best, oh, yes, Dee's Dessert. Thank you for being here as well. I know you had a location in East Multnomah County. And now you're here. If we're going to bring
all
you back to
things.
East Multnomah County. We're working on that environment. But thank you for
stop being trying
here.
To steal all my D2 business.
No, they can have multiple locations. They can have multiple locations, and I'm going to keep going because I see Brother Shahani here from SEI as well. Thank you for your leadership around housing and advocating for the community. And our newest leadership member here to the Multnomah County, Mr. Chris Neal, he's back there hiding. If you don't know him, get to know him. He's our COO. Thank you for saying yes. Yes, he did build America's favorite airport. Now he is helping us build America's favorite county. And I promise you, if I haven't met you yet, I will get to meet you. And Charlene, thank you for your leadership as well. So, Ron.
There's also food afterwards.
There is, but
that's what he forgot to
mention. Because I know this is being recorded and being shared. It's important to acknowledge the work that's being done. You guys, we usually just do it on our own and silent. So I really wanted to take this space and the time to say thank you. It's a genuine thank you on behalf of the region, on behalf of the board, and on behalf of the community. And thank you for taking time out of your day to be here with us this afternoon. It means a lot.
Yes. Thank you so much, Commissioner. So we'll invite folks up for the photograph. Before we break, I want to thank everyone again for being here today and for joining these celebrations. Glad to hear there's going to be food. We're going to get the physical copies of the proclamations to Tasia. We can make copies of the signed proclamation for anyone who would like a copy of one of those. And then we look forward to welcoming people back in the first Wednesday in September, which is September 3rd, from noon to 1 p.m. for next month's ceremony. With that, we are officially adjourned. Thank you.